Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Double-digit temperatures for Saturday. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The largely empty Northumberland Mall is being proposed to house the homeless. Chris Amos has called for a state of emergency to be declared on homelessness with a massive expansion of facilities. Amos addressed Northumberland County Council's Social Services Committee meeting Wednesday, stating there had been a doubling of the homelessness in Coburg/Northumberland County from 2024 to 2025, and he expects to see another doubling this year. A state of emergency would allow the county to work around some existing statutes and regulations and permit a facility that he sees as an adequate number of beds being 100 and provide nutritious meals. Meanwhile, Chance Brown returned to complain of harsh treatment in the county's overnight warming room. He admitted that he'd been ejected from the warming room in the past, his biggest issue being the inability to sleep. He related the struggle to keep his eyes wide open and that the troubles he encountered if he tried to stretch out on the floor or put two chairs together. Brown was also dismayed to see people with pets refused admittance, being asked to leave the property with nowhere to go. Earlier in the meeting, Associate Director of Housing and Homelessness, Rebecca Snellgrove, said they had limited facilities for the temporary care of the pets and people entering the warming room, but there are two problems. Sometimes those facilities are already full, and sometimes people refuse to be separated from their pets. Nominations for Coburg Civic Awards close tomorrow at noon. There are two levels of awards: major awards for those who have volunteered for 5 years or more and have diverse volunteerism experience, and distinguished awards for those who have volunteered for a minimum of 1 year in the community. In sports, the Raptors are on the road to play the Timberwolves tonight while the Leafs play the Rangers. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast is next.
Hey Northumberland, Megan here from Ganarasca Financial Credit Union. Have you ever thought about making the switch to local banking? If you're tired of big bank fees and impersonal service, we get it. At GFCU, we do things differently. We're right here in Northumberland County, so your money stays in your community. You're not just a customer, you're a member owner. We have better rates, lower fees, and you get a say in how we operate. We proudly invest in the people and places that make this community great. So, ready to switch? Come visit us in Port Hope or Coburg, or head to ganarascacu.com. That's ganarascacu.com.
Since 2001, Country Sign and Wraps has been delivering real customer service and attention to detail. From concept to completion, we've handled thousands of projects: signage, trade show displays, printing solutions, and vehicle, marine, and power sport wraps. Our considered approach to planning, design, and production resonates with folks, retailers, and trade partners, all out of our production facility right here in Northumberland. Discover small town hospitality with big city capabilities. Visit our website at countrysigns.ca or call or text us at 905-516-1000.
Now here's your Truly Local 3-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud today, high of 4. Rain or freezing rain tonight, low minus 1. Cloudy tomorrow, 60% chance of rain, high of 7. Saturday showers, high of 13. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.